Blog Talk Radio.
See, we gotta get the energy together, family. Gotta get the levels right. I need the frequencies aligned. I need everything. We gotta get it in tune, family. There's a lot of shit ain't right out here, y'all. Then we're gonna have to, bring it together and put it together, family. And to put it together, and then once we can do that, then we can start the fucking show.
Greetings and welcome. I trust that you are all wondering where you are. I can assure you that while your location is not important, what these walls offer for you is important. Salvation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all to the Vain Verity Podcast. I'm your gracious host, Pimp Black Family. That's the person in the making progress you did. This is the Vain Verity here to get a gang service. With that call change, ain't certain, but we're going to make all the pain worth it, y'all.
And when I was running in, out, and
I gotta say, I appreciate everyone being here with us tonight. But see, the thing is, you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you've been here with me. I've known that. That's a fight all of my imperfections, a fight all of my flaws. That becomes. Thanks for the same verb for the example of truth over here, family. We still in that truth. You know, they say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. They say, hold your nose and tilt your head back, fam. But you're definitely in the building. Yeah, I'm so light, everybody. Fuck the boss, salute everybody for checking in with us tonight. Y'all already know that. Everybody here in the ATL. Down here in Georgia, fucking team, everybody out of here. Texas, California. I see y'all all up in the Carolinas. Everybody up in New York City. Maine, I see you. Seattle, Washington, I see you. Florida, I see you. Y'all in Miami. Jacksonville, y'all crazy. Fucking right. Arkansas, I see y'all sitting in. Colorado, I see y'all checking in. Either y'all look to see them out of the UK, Canada, Canada, checking in, out of South Africa, down under the Bahamas Island. Every last one of them.
The Vain Verity Podcast.
We in the building, family, so give a round of applause. To the ancestors, the creators, for allowing us to see another day. Just for being who you are, family, you know what I mean? Just for checking in with us. Again, how the hell is everybody doing on this grand evening, my family? I love each and every last one of y'all again, and thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. You know, we're doing something else, man. We got a lot. It's a lot going on right now, family. And it wouldn't be right unless we get into it. You dig what I'm saying? So, without further ado, you already know what we on tonight, man. I wanted to... And yeah, I posted been on the relationships. You know, I posted been for the start of the series on surviving relationships in 2019. Is love still out there? Is true love and all that still possible to obtain? And of course, we always raised that question. So, but see, on the surface, family, it's like it's hard for me to dive into the relationship, you know, without continuing to scratch the surface, because as y'all know, after the R. Kelly shit, and then after that Michael Jackson, you know, ordeal, right? We came on then when I did the Surviving series after, you know, Surviving R. Kelly. So I decided to, you know, do the twist on that. Because like I said again, here at the Vain Verdict, you know, we like to dabble in the truth and you know, at least try to go in the areas that a lot of people don't try to go into and face reality that, you know, most try not to face. And so that eventually led us to, you know, the Surviving series, so to speak, why I ended up going to Surviving America. You know, piggybacking off of, you know, the R. Kelly thing, because this country, everything that we trying to accuse R. Kelly of, is hysterical facts, prominent figures in this society that, you know, engage in the same activity. You know, y'all, you more than welcome to go back, you know, check the archives. I don't know, I think it might be episode somewhere in the 60s. So, you know, y'all go back and, you know, we're gradually approaching 100 episodes. I don't know, I'm trying to make a special, man, episode 100. I'm going to see if we can get Miss KB, get in touch with that boy Shay, some people get Stayed Black, everybody there, you know, and gracious us. See if we can get them back in for that 100 episode. Just a commiserate, you know what I mean, the fact that we still rolling and going hard. And again, appreciate every last one of our listeners, our supporters, those of you that donate frivolously and consistently, those of you that listen consistently, you know, we appreciate all of that, fam. Appreciate everything, all the love. But y'all know this time tonight we're gonna dive into some shit a little bit. You know, I love to stir up the pot. You know, the one thing about it, I love to stir up the pot and get a lot of y'all blood boiling up, you know, a lot of certain different issues and topics and things like that. So tonight ain't gonna be no different. You know, but we're gonna go in on that. But we're gonna have to talk about it. What's going on up in D.C., y'all? Trump and Pelosi and these motherfuckers, man, they been doing a lot of tic-tac shit. It's our Superior High School. Stuff, right? But, gonna get into that. It's a lot of, couple of news topics that they're gonna get into. So we're gonna take a little brief, quick intermission. And we're going to get all of that out, get rid of all of that smoke. And then we're going to come back and we're going to jump into some things. You know what I mean? We're going to jump into it, have a little conversation about it. Hey, y'all ready to stay tuned, man? Y'all ready to? I hope y'all watching the clock. Because Welcome to Black World, the album will be released on the boy B-Day, July 27, 1983, as well as Master Series will be released. At least the first chapter. I'm still kind of torn on exactly what I want to do, if I'm going to release it in episodes and spurts and chapters, or I just want to release the whole project. But I don't know, man. I think I'm going to just stick to a private screening down here at the Green Light Lounge in Atlanta. But y'all make sure y'all stay tuned and follow all the social media platforms so you can stay up date to that. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. In the meantime, off the Welcome to Black World volume mixtape volume 1, my introducing my brother Intelligent Queen Young Samo. Y'all already know he rolling around out there with Bulldog Done, man. They doing their thing out there with it. I gotta do it, reload it. The remix out there, they got quite a few shows the boys been doing. Tearing the city up, man. What we like to do, man. Real carver home fashion. Y'all already know how it go, man. The Vain Verdict Podcast, family, 646-787-1936. Right back. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all already know. We back at it, family. One more game. That was that boy, Young Queasy. You know what I mean? Fucking with the God. Off the Welcome to Black World Volume 1 mixtape, which will also be on the Jordan and Pippen mixtape with that boy, Samo, and my brother, Bulldog, the Dunn. You did. Y'all say, I don't know, but man, look. Y'all need to know, man. I know y'all hear it. You hear it already. We ain't niggas on submission, man. We on submission. We on some things, man. News World. Say President Donald Trump has ordered. What is it saying? President Donald Trump has ordered all major U.S. intelligence agencies to assist Attorney General William Barr in his review of surveillance issues surrounding Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, delegating significant authority to Barr to declassify sensitive intelligence materials as the Attorney General sees fit. And, you know, this is mighty interesting already, y'all, with, like, after the Mueller, you know, with all of the things that was redacted in the Mueller report. And, you know, once the House committee, Democrats and all of that, you know, they got the unredacted version. And, you know, they're doing a lot of this impeachment talk. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi done been out saying that, you know, Trump is involved in the cover-up. You know, mainly, you know, pertaining to the investigation. So this shit is real interesting to see how this is going to play out. One thing I do got to say, though, that I know for a fact, being an aspiring actor, y'all, come in about 15, 20, 30 years, this shit going to make some for some amazing TV and movie production, y'all. This whole Trump out there, man. Guys, so y'all can't deny that shit. Call a piece of life, baby, for the podcast. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I was listening to the show. I didn't expect for you to open my line.
Oh, okay. Say no more, love. All right, I go back out. You want to go back out?
Well, I'm waiting for
you.
I'm calling from North Carolina. And
oh, okay.
I'm waiting for you to explain this white genetic survival. I want to understand your concept of what it is exactly, and then I'd like to give you my concept of what it is.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Say no more, fam. So I tell you what, we can go straight on into that. Since you're here, ain't no sense of wasting time, right? So, like, we know, like, reason studies have shown, right? So you're white, right? Obviously.
No, I'm not white. What are you saying? I'm black. Please.
You sound white. You sound white. I'm sorry. You sound white.
Oh my goodness. I'm black. Very black. Dark.
Very black.
Chocolate.
Oh wow! I like how you
black.
I like how you describe it, though. I like how you describe it. Piece of light. What's your name? Your mom.
Sapphire.
Salute to Sapphire. Sapphire, welcome to the Vain Verde Podcast family. Everybody listening. No, fellas, everybody that's sending messages now, no, I don't see a picture of her. She do sound pretty, though. Sapphire, welcome to the Vain Verde Podcast. So we're going to speed right
Thank
into
you.
It for Sapphire. White genetic survival, love. What, tell you what, so the surface of what triggered, you know, my topic for tonight is, you know, after the recent post about the recent abortion laws that was passed and, you know, selected through a state that was mainly started in the South that's about to take its way up toward the Midwest and the North. You familiar with those, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that, you know, ultimately triggered a lot of conversations. And what happened on the over, once I did a few posts on the, Vain Verde Podcast, the Instagram and the Facebook, you know, talking about the abortion laws and, you know, mainly my views and getting other people's views on the abortion laws. So, you know what, before I go too far, what are your thoughts on abortion laws? Even though that's kind of irrelevant, but it still ties into why this is a topic for tonight.
Right, right. I don't, with the abortion laws, where I'm confused at is this. When I look at the states who have come forward and they have made bold laws, or they're in the process of putting forth this law that will prevent women from getting abortions regardless of the situation. When I look at the states, Georgia and Alabama, those two states, the very economic core of those states are based on the people. In other words, what I'm saying is they don't have a technology or a certain industry outside of agriculture and the processing of people. So it would make sense to me that they would want to ban it because they need more people in those areas. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I doubt that
law, it'll never happen in New York, Connecticut, California, Rhode Island, New Jersey. It won't happen in places like that because the abortion industry is a billion-dollar industry that is contingent upon more than the service of giving an abortion. You see, they give abortions for free because the fetus is used for so many things. So the cells of those babies are used to help old people live longer. They're used for face creams and people with cancer. I mean, just all kind of stuff. So the key here is the particular states that have adopted this, because they need for people, they need younger generations to grow. They need bodies for their jails. They need bodies in these systems that they make their money from. I hope I'm making sense to you.
Interesting you said bodies for their jails. But you are. You are. Go ahead.
Oh, that's my point on it. I think it's particular to choose to a specific generation and a specific location within the United States. Now, had they come out and it had been Connecticut or, let's say, Wisconsin or, again, California or New York, I would be saying something entirely different.
Got you. So dig this, right? In tackle of the abortion laws, I'm glad you hit on a lot of points that, you know, that led me to this topic for tonight. However, and I agree with you, sir, it is a regional thing, and we have to consider, you know, the particular states that these particular, you know, laws have been passed. And mainly in particular, those particular few states, this is also a fact. Fertility rates for white women has plummeted below the limit needed to maintain population in every single U.S. state. More importantly, the states of Alabama, Georgia, Ohio, Texas, what is it saying? Colorado, which were all the states that you were saying that, you know, needed these quote unquote people, right? Here's my issue with the whole thing, because I look at the whole abortion thing and I wanted to dive into it. Why is this more so a topic again now? You know, and the energy is shifting, so to speak, right? Because when the abortion talk was mainstream like it was back when Margaret Sanger, the lady who, I guess you say, birthed the Planned Parenthood. And we all know that she, you know, had openly stated the purpose of her creating the Planned Parenthood, that whole system, was to eliminate minorities and black babies. So here we are in 2019, and recent and scientific studies have shown, and it's going to go in. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to begin and go in, and you can chime in whenever you want. The studies have already, you know, shown that by the year 2032, at this rate, America would be 85% a brown country. Why is that, with the white society being the dominant power? We have to go back and analyze it for, you know, a little bit and go back into the history of it. Let's go all the way back to 1492, the 15th century, when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, right? You're familiar with that story, right?
Yes, I am.
So what happens around back in these days, you know, these guys, these European, these pirates, sailors, and all this and that, right? They're going on and they taking their voyage out in search of India. When they realized, that's when they discovered that the world was round and not flat. For y'all, you flat earthers out there, that's a whole nother topic in itself. But that's when they discovered the earth was flat. But everywhere that they landed on these voyages, they noticed that none of the people looked like them. Meaning, none of the people had pale skin. So in all of these, if they stay long enough in these particular areas, because the white population, we have to understand, the white population or white people only constitute for 1/10 of the population of the world's population, mainly adhering to the European stature. everybody else, everywhere else, is a non-white society. So, again, going back. Now, Columbus sells out. They sell out with doctors. They sell out with scientists, researchers. Now, again, when they go to all of these states and notice that nobody looks like them, these guys are savages. So, whether when love and sex is whether it's warranted or imposed or there you have it, they have sex with these women in these different regions. If they stick around long enough to see these babies born, they begin to notice that none of these babies look like them, or none of these babies have white skin. They all come out non-white. This creates a red flag for the white dominant society. So we go back home, and I'm you know, just speaking in layman terms as if I'm one of them. They go back home to back to Europe and report their findings to all everybody, to other powers that be, so to speak. Notice that, man, we going out now. What if all of these, say every all of the men from these countries that we've traveled to come to our country? And we did, you know, and then that's when the science of this begins to form. So we begin to learn at that point that the black dominant gene, the black gene in DNA, is more dominant than the white gene, more recessive. In translation, black can produce white, white can produce black. Would you agree?
I would agree, but I need to let you know this. I disagree with you. I disagree with you when you say that the black gene is dominant, more so than the white gene. If you will look at interracial relationships where children are produced, the children always, and I do mean always, look like the white person. You can see an African, a jet black African, have children with a white person, and that baby will have a mixture of a different type of melanin. It's not totally eumelanin. It's a mixture of pheo and eumelanin. Therefore, it's paler, it's lighter. You never see children where an interracial couple has had children and the babies can come out jet black just like the African. That lets you know that the black DNA, it's, see, let me put it to you this way.
So
I think when we say
like,
stronger,
go ahead.
When we say stronger, that's the wrong terminology. A black DNA is more intricate. You see what I'm saying? Because it's solar.
Okay.
It's more intricate, and it has a melanin that is conducive to the environment and the sun's rays. Do you see where I'm going with this? So that black DNA, it's more godly. And I hate to sound cliche-ish, but it is, because it is conducive to the environment. It is universal. It can withstand nature. It can withstand everything. But when you tamper with it and you mix it with something else, it's not as strong. So I think when we say strong, we're using the wrong word. Now, having said that, I'm just going to put it out here for you. In my opinion, after taking classes in biological anthropology and anthropology in the biological sciences, I quickly came to the conclusion that in the nine areas that you listed in your invite, you said
that
they dominate these nine areas. The one area that they do not dominate is sex. Now, why am I saying this? This is what white genetic survival hinges upon. It's upon procreation and sex. Now, they could continue on and have just as many babies as anyone else. The fact that there is so much propaganda out here saying that they can't reproduce, they're having a problem, a reproductive problem, that's not true. They're having a bottleneck problem. And in science, that's what they call it. A bottleneck is when a people can no longer productively reproduce people that are healthy and that are able to navigate nature. Now, what I mean by that is they understand that they need melanin now. Not just any kind of melanin. They need you melanin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you look back over the years when you said that when they came to the Americas, they realized that the people, even if they bred with those people, the people still looked like the other people. They already knew this information when the Moors went to Europe. They knew that because the people that bred with the Moors, the women that had babies with the Moors, outlived the people who died during the plague. This is something people don't talk about. They will tell you that the Moors were sent out. No, many of them died out. Because here's what it is. It is the white woman's DNA that is giving them a problem. All the diseases that they struggle with are mitochondrial, meaning that they come from the womb of the white woman. So this is why they need for the black man to impregnate her. And they're gonna and that one drop rule doesn't matter because they're gonna consider the babies that she has with the black man as white. You see what I'm saying? So that way they can let the white man catch the baby on the next go around and then they can have some more melanin, and that would be genetic survival for them. They have everything else, but they don't have that spark, which is you melanin. They don't have that frequency, and they need that because that is the frequency that prevents disease.
So, were you done?
I'm here.
So my response to that is not necessarily a disagreement with what you're saying, like they don't control sex. So you have to understand exactly what I was saying in that. What I'm saying in white genetic survival is that racism is a system that operates in the nine areas of people activity to further the equation of white genetic survival. You feel me?
You are correct.
So what I mean
you
by
are correct.
what I mean by the sex. So meaning if I'm focusing on the white genetic survival of continuing the pure white, that's what I mean by the that's the controlling the sex. That ties into the feminization of the black man. You know, the homosexuality that's been, you know, broadcasted and things. That's that controlling that sex aspect of it. You see what I mean?
But I see what you mean, but do you think I don't think that it's targeted towards the black man, the homosexuality agenda. I believe that it's targeted towards the white man so that he can see, because if he's not having sex with her, he can live longer. Do you see what I'm saying? And if he can live longer, he can dominate longer. Because if he's not having sex with her, then he doesn't get the diseases. And these are not, I'm not, and when I say diseases or disorders, I'm not talking about, you know, things like herpes or things like that. I'm talking about
You mean things that they're born with, skin cancer and
exactly,
and, you know,
yes,
things like
yes,
that.
Sir.
I'm with you.
Yes, sir. And so, and the reason I say he can live longer is because while most of them, we see them as sexually transmitted diseases, what they are manifestations of what happens when he has sex with her and she has a certain blood type. You see what I'm saying? So the black man is now going to take on those disorders, the black man who procreates with her. But then they'll have a generation of biracial children who will be stronger than they were. Do you see what I'm saying? And so that's survival. That's the survival right there. That the only thing that they don't have a control over is correcting that bottleneck, and they gotta, you know, it looks like to me like they've got a hold of that, because that is what interracial relationship is about. You see, because it's difficult to get the black woman to fall in love with a white man. There are some who do.
Well,
but let me
not
put it to you this way. It is promoted to you. It is promoted to you. But what do you see when you're walking around? You see the black man with a white woman, whether she's fat, skinny, sickly, a drug addict, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever she is. You see that in your natural life. But they promote the black woman to you in media and everything, because that's a difficult a couple, you know, to get together. It's the black women, most, I'm not saying all, but most black women are not into white men because they don't give birth to white men. See, this is the edge that the black man has. This is the edge that he has. Black women are loyal to him because they give birth to black boys, black babies that are males. Black women give birth to them. That's why they're loyal to them. It's easier for the black man to be disloyal because he doesn't give birth to babies. You see what I'm saying? That relationship is why she is so loyal. So now, having said
Wait a minute. Let's go back again. You said it's easier for a black man to be disloyal?
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
they don't give birth to babies?
That is correct.
Break that down for me. What do you mean by that? Like,
well, see, the woman carries the baby for 9 months. She goes through giving birth is a matter of life and death. You could literally die giving birth to a baby. But exactly. In that process, the baby comes. You nurture the baby. You feed the baby with your breath. The baby's navel is connected to her navel. The baby comes from her womb. So there is a connection there that is spiritual, solar, biological, genetically connected. It's the baby is so connected to the mother. It's like they're one and the same. So she
It's
very natural. So she has a loyalty to this man because she gives birth to him. The black man, a baby doesn't come from him. While his semen is necessary, he doesn't. No fetus comes from his ass or his penis. No, he doesn't go through that process. He doesn't feed the baby on his breast. You see what I'm saying? So there is a natural connection there, and that's why she's so loyal, and that's why she's not attracted to the white man. There are black women who get with white men because of social rating and financial standing. You know what I'm saying? Rarely do you see black women with broke white men. It's rare.
Facts.
Because that would just be a sin and a shame. You see what I'm saying? But you, on the other hand, you see black men with women that the white man wouldn't even spit on. And what am I saying here?
Why do you think that? Why is that?
That is because that is what's promoted to him. It's promoted to him. And they make the black man to feel as though, excuse my expression here, but he is the long dick daddy. And that everyone is craving for him. But the black man's era is that his strength is in his spirituality. That's where his strength is. It's not in dick slinging. And if he could ever get back to what his true purpose is, I think that's when everyone will be worried. Because then he will do the correct things. You understand what I'm saying? And again, that their genetic survival is contingent upon getting this eumelanin. And they need to get it through the white woman. And really, essentially, they kill two birds in one stone. Because if you breed the black man with the white woman, he'll die off, because he'll then take on the illnesses that the white man used to take on. He's dead. The white woman gets attached or linked to the wealth or the lineage. You understand what I'm saying? And then their children will be stronger and can live on and be a buffer. You understand what I'm saying? It's not that they have a problem with America being brown. That's what they want America to be. Because you need to be brown or black to navigate this environment that is heating up on the earth. And so I think they understand that clearly. And this is coming from a scientific aspect. It's not to throw salt on anyone. I don't have anything bad. You understand where I'm going with this?
Sure, of course. But see, the thing is, Queen, you hitting a lot of things on the head, right? And see, the thing is, like, I'm explaining the same things you're explaining. I guess I'm taking more of a rebel approach, and you're kind of cleaning it up, making it all nice and clean and fancy. So I respect it.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah, I might need that a little bit. I need that little order, right? But see, the thing is, right, but you said something, you know, that you see having that white woman for black men. I'm asking a couple of questions, right? Having that white woman for black men is kind of been looked at, I guess you can say, as a token of success, so to speak.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The social programming takes over, even where you don't leave off with your children.
Exactly.
So the social programming is for the black man. Right, but the social programming is for him to believe that he can find his how do I say this? His success and longevity in her, right? And she in him. But you got to understand how serious this white man is about survival. He'll give
you
this woman. He'll throw you his woman as long as he can be here and dominate. You got to take your hat off to that. Because if you're willing, if you're saying to yourself, we as individuals have something that we need and we don't have it and we need to get it. Because you notice they don't promote interracial couples as Mexican and Asian and white. They only promote interracial as black and something else.
Black and white.
That
exactly.
is because people, they need that eumelanin. It is the God particle. You understand what I'm saying? It's not only is it what we call the God particle, it's a frequency that regulates everything and makes the individual that has it conducive to the earth and the environment, whatever it brings. So what he's saying is, I may not have it, but I certainly know where to get it from. So he's going to make the black man, like I said, think he's, you know, all that in a bag of chips, slinging dick with these white women, and they love it. You see what I'm saying? White women love that. Because, let me tell you, innately she knows that if she continues to breed with the white man, she will kill him. She will kill him off because no culture ever survives her. No culture ever survives her. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Facts.
The people die out. The people literally die out. So he's already nipped that in the bud. Give her a shot of eumelanin because he wants to change her so that when she has daughters, then those daughters will be more conducive to giving birth to children that can sustain the environment. And if you'll notice this, when white women have babies with black men, because they are so catered to, they are comfortable because all of the propaganda is geared towards promoting them. They have girls. They mostly have girls. Male children are born, and this is going to sound offensive, but this is science. Don't take this personal. Male children are born in an acidic environment. This is why when women are vegan, they have girl children. Right?
Fact.
They have girl children.
Fact.
Because if you have an alkaline system with the mother, she's going to produce what she is. While the semen, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just about to tell all my listening audience, y'all go back and check out our 21 day fast where we covered all of everything that the sister's talking about now. Go ahead, Queen, you can get your rocks off.
Okay, so So I'm saying that she's comfortable in the relationship, the white women, they are comfortable in the relationship with a black man because they see him as less than and just happy to be able to be with her. Again, this is why you see white women who are 400 pounds, literally cannot walk, and you'll see a skinny brother with her because he feels that no matter how fat and ridiculous and sloppy or degenerate this woman is, if I am seen with her, the very fact that I can get with her means that
exactly.
I'm something. You see, this is what is promoted to them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that is promoted is that the black woman is mouthy and aggressive. But listen here, she has always been that. And she has to be that to keep him on track. Because I don't care what anyone says. Black men say, I don't like a woman that's mouthy. These black women are too masculine. They want a boss. But any strong black man knows if you get with a woman that can't stand on the square with you, you will run over her summarily. You will. They men know this, but they don't want to say it. But they praise Nana and Big Mama, who was strong, bailing people out of jail, cursing folks out, rescued all the babies from the crack era. It was Big Mama that was keeping all those babies while everybody was on crack. And so they want you to distance yourself from the pillars, which is Big Mama. You see what I'm saying? Because that's who lays down the law for the black family. And when black men take on the mindset of the white man, you see, he lays down the law. Right? And that's why they have so many problems. But with Big Mama, we all respect Big Mama. Right? Because we know Big Mama loves us. When you get mad at your mama, you'll go to Big Mama's house and she'll call up and curse your mama out about you. See, that's what we know. I read books from 400 years ago that said that the white judges in the Deep South would marvel at the black grandmothers. And this white man said, this white man was a high Mason, a Freemason, and he said this. He said, I never fail to respect that old black grandmother when she comes into the court for a land or a family issue. He said, because no matter how raggedy she is, every one of the 12 or 15 children that have to come into court with her, they respect her as a god. See, that's what the black men didn't understand. They took Big Mama from you. You can't replace Big Mama. You don't have the fortitude. You don't have the fairness to judge like Big Mama does. So all these men who are out here talking about, well, I run things and it takes a village to raise. No, it takes some strong elderly women. Because if she doesn't step in, we'll have a lot of molestation and rape. There'll be shit that don't make no sense. You see what I'm saying? Going on. But Big Mama, it's a law. You know?
Fact.
And man, what she said had knowledge to it. So I'm just saying, do you see where the predictive programming or the social engineering is to take the pillars down? The black man feels like they're restraining him or they have their foot on his neck. Well, that has always been so, right?
Fact.
But he's got both foot on the black man's neck when he gives the black man to the white woman, because you can't reproduce yourself with her. You cannot stay within your righteous mind with her, because if you cannot complain about the white man and go into the womb of his mother where he comes from. You just can't. If you love her, you need to love him. I don't understand that. Don't hate the white man, but love the woman.
Hearing that from a black woman. Y'all hearing that from a black woman, family? It ain't from me this time. Beautiful. Let me ask you something, love. Is the black woman God?
By default, yes.
By default?
Right. When I have to say by default, because if I say yes, then people want to bring these fairy tales into it, like, well, how come she doesn't move mountains, and how come she doesn't make a Lexus appear in my driveway when I pray for it? You know, when I say by default, what I mean by that is biologically and genetically, every other person on this earth is a weaker, or how do I say, hybrid copy of what she is. She is the oldest and the first being on earth.
So we'll go ahead and say scientifically then.
There you go.
So
thank you for correcting me. Scientifically,
you
yes.
know, scientifically, so it's not necessarily by default.
Okay, then. Thank you. And let
you
me
know
say
what
this.
I mean? Go ahead.
A god, when you research this word, the word god is German.
Go.
Let's get that out here first. But the interpolation on the word, it was originally gut.
Mm-hmm.
Gut. G-U-T. G-U-T. Gut. What does that mean? Stomach. But
facts.
But really what they were talking about was the vagina. They're saying this is what created everyone. And you
exactly.
see, so many fairy tales have been affixed to our reality that we still believe that there is a white Jesus in the sky with wings, and that there are angels who have blonde hair who come down to help folks. I mean, it's ridiculous. But in the ancient times, they said that the black woman's vagina was gut, or got, or God. In other words, they said this is where we came from. Do you understand what I'm saying? So in certain African countries, when men beat and abuse women, the other women will come around and they'll take their blouses and their bras off. And a lot of the men will be shamed by that. And not because they see breasts, but because they see the what they nourished or what nurtured them. How can you beat
exactly.
what nurtured you? How can you disrespect where you got your very sustenance from? You see what I'm saying? So the black woman is God. When you understand what a God is, there's
exactly.
no such thing as a guy in the sky. When
Nobody.
They talk about the Most High, they're talking about the sun at noontime.
Right.
That's when it's most high. When they talk
exactly.
about Jesus walking on water, they're talking about the sun. If you're out on the river, when it rises, you'll see the mm-hmm. image of the sun float across the water.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I think because
mm-hmm.
we don't understand the interpolations that have been put on biology and anthropology, we
mm-hmm.
rely upon these Aesop fables and these fairy tales, and we tend to believe in them. See, you can worship Mickey Mouse if somebody promotes him to you properly.
Exactly.
And anything good that happens in your life, you'll say, oh, Mickey Mouse did it.
Sad.
You see what I'm saying? But, you didn't come from the vagina of Mickey Mouse. You
Not
see what I'm
all.
Saying? In order for you to enjoy anything that you have, or just even be in agreement that you are in this reality, you need to recognize that you came from a vagina. And if you're a black man, an authentic, natural, indigenous black man, you came from a black vagina. That's your God, black man. Your mama's vagina. That's your God.
Family, like I tell you, you can be anything you want to be in life. You can do whatever you want to do in life. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but you want the truth. You're going to hear it right here on the Vain Verdict Podcast. Carla, I appreciate you calling in. We're going to definitely have to do a part two of this. Stand by, family. Be right back in a second.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vain Verdict. Twitter at The Vain Verdict. Instagram, the_Vain_Verdict. Google Plus. At the Vain Verdict. Skype, Vain Verdict. for all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at divineverdict@gmail.com. Again, divineverdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/divineverdictpodcast or PayPal me at divineverdict. Peace of life, family.
The Divine Verdict Podcast.
You can't handle the truth!